And now in QT block, with marinas in all stages of construction, Cliff, can you explain what's going on?
The bodies, car bodies, are fed from E-block paint through a conveyor onto the QT tracks. At the entrance of QT, they go through a control room, which then gives each car a birth certificate, or, as we know, a bill label.
I like the idea of a birth certificate.
Yes.
This stays with the car, does it?
Yes, it stays with the car throughout production, straight through to the dispatch department. It gives instructions to all the operators exactly what they are to do with the car.
We've got one here, and it says, first of all, export, in very large letters. Do you divide them when they come in into some different lines?
Yes, they divide it onto two separate tracks, which is we call System 1 and System 2. It's easier for administration. The export, for an example, it gives the type of car, the model, whether it's a two-door or a four-door, the body colour, the trim colour, whether it's a deluxe or a super deluxe, whether it has a heater or less heater, automatic or manual gearbox.
I mean, there are a hell of a lot of variations. It goes along the line, it's having little bits put on it all the time. How does a chap know when that car's coming along, whether he's got to put his particular bit on that model?
Well, this is why I said the birth certificate. Each operator reads this label, and this gives them the instructions. As you can see on here, it's got a tremendous amount of information, and that is marked accordingly to whether it should be fitted or not. And this guides the operator along in his job.
And he simply looks at that thing and he gets out his screwdriver or whatever.
Yes.
And
yes.
Screws that bit on.
Yes.
And that can vary from minor door attachments to complete seats, I suppose.
Yes, of course it can, because on the American market, for an example, all the rear seats have got the centre armrest. Well, if he's got three or four rear seats with and without armrest, he needs the information on which car these go on. And the birth certificate then tells him.
How do you plan which car gets what birth certificate?
Well, this is all done through the sales department. The information is fed through to the various clerks who then feed it down to the control panel at the beginning of the assembly tracks.
How many people are there in here doing this?
Roughly about 1,000 people.
A
thousand people.
And do you know how many you're churning out, say, in an hour?
Yes, each system produces 30 cars per hour.
Which is quite a lot, really. So that track's moving at a reasonable speed, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes.
You don't have much time to put each bit on.
It means that a car moves its length in 2 minutes.
Does that mean if somebody breaks apart or something goes wrong, the thing has to stop, or what happens to that car?
No, we've got our rectification people who take care of these anomalies as they arise.
So if somebody misses out one, it will happen later on separately?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, right. We can catch these things up in specific points along the tracks.
And about halfway along, we finally get an engine in the car, don't we? How does that happen?
Yes. Well, again, the information is fed to two separate points. And that's basically the car body and then to the engine assembly so that they know which engine to put in, because it could be a 1.3 or a 1.8.
Yeah, but these meets, it isn't you've got a line of engines which you just pick out one, they're sort of coming along on two separate tracks and they join, don't they?
Yes, these are programmed from the control room itself. So there's one man in charge of feeding both sections with the same information.
A bit like a goods train, isn't it? You know, you've got to get it all shunted together at the right time.
Yes, true.
And eventually we'll get a car out the other end. Well, we'll look at that later on. Cliff, I have talked to you before because it seems that quite a lot of people I talk to have something to do with the brass band world. And you have. In fact, you know our signature tune quite well.
Yes, Bright and Early. I recorded this with Men of Brass a few years ago now, but it was during one of our sessions of recording, which I used to thoroughly enjoy, these recording sessions. Well, hard work, but very pleasant.
Yes, good relaxation from this place.
Yes,
still
yes.
Noisy though, a different sort of noise.
A different sort of noise completely.
Yeah.
But you get used to this sort of noise. In fact, it becomes part of life eventually.